This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, in about 15 minutes, we're going to have Larry Pratt, Gun Owners of America's founder, on the radio with us just to give us an update as to what's going out out in Washington, D.C., and particularly as to what's taking place on the federal floor, if anything. Before we get to that, I need to cover this real quick. We have Easter coming up this Sunday. Now, going over to the dictionary, defined Easter, the most important and oldest festival of the Christian Church, celebrating the resurrection of Jesus Christ and held in the Western Church between March 21st and April 25th on the first Sunday after the first full moon following the northern spring equinox. You know, speaking of Easter, bunnies and eggs, you know, Todd Rundgren, the musician, from the 60s and 70s and 80s and 90s, and he's still kicking it, by the way. He had said, it's the Easter Bunny. It's another lie, and I don't understand, said he, why we had to invent this character. And when I thought about that, I thought, you know what? As a young boy, I can distinctly remember Christmas and Easter. Because Christmas was about a guy with a long white beard named Santa Claus, and as long as we were good, he would give us what we wanted of him. And Easter was about a bunny and eggs. See, I'd go to church on these holidays. For the most part, that would be the only time that we'd go, would be Christmas and Easter, sometimes Thanksgiving as well. And really never understood with clarity why we were in a church speaking of Jesus on these particular holidays. And after services were through, we would leave and go home and open presents on Christmas. And on Easter, we would try to find a basket with a bunny and eggs in it. I never made the correlation. In other words, I was simply confused, period. I also knew that there would be no Easter if there were no Christmas, so I needed to understand the meaning of what was behind both of them. So guess what I did? I did my due diligence. See, Christmas is the celebration of God the Father giving His only begotten Son to the world to redeem men through His sacrifice, and that applies to them that believe upon Him. Read Mark 6:16. I'm sorry, 16:16. Mark 16:16. Matthew 1:21. Luke 1:26-35. And John 3:15. The reason I'm slowing down on those scripture references, friends, is because I'm receiving emails. Bradley, you're kicking it out too quick. Slow down. There you have it. Another Easter, and going to Easter and Easter, is the celebration of the resurrection of Jesus from the tomb on the third day after His crucifixion and burial. See, Easter is the fulfilled prophecy of the Messiah who would be persecuted, and He would die on the cross for mankind's sins and rise again on the third day, as I said. 1 Corinthians 15:3-4, and read Isaiah 53 when you get a moment. Now, remembering the resurrection of Jesus is a way of remembrance to renew daily hope that we have victory over sin. Read 1 Peter 1:3-6, and Romans 5:20, as well as 1 John 5:4. So therefore, as we keep our eyes upon him who is the author and the finisher of our faith, Hebrews 12:2, we should have clear understanding as to what Easter is really about. So why then is Santa Claus or an Easter bunny put in the place of Christ and in the face of millions only to confuse the message? I'm asking the question why. Well, I'm going to give you the answer. For just that reason, to confuse you, to divert your attention from the real meaning of what God has done through his son on your behalf, on the cross. Because basically what it comes to, friends, is frivolous vanities introduced only to entertain you out of a salvation that was blood bought on your behalf. And it reminds me of what we see across the country today. We see young people being indoctrinated in public schools, and I often point the finger back and say, hey, listen, America, I know the answer to the resolve. To the church, it's the pearl, Christ crucified. To the world, it's point your finger at the veterans to understand the natural from the spiritual concerning what they did when they fought, bled, and died, ratifying the Constitution that most haven't taken the time to read and to live for. Read 2 Corinthians 5:15. Here it is. Here's the summation. God provided his love on the cross in demonstration, 1 John 4:10. Christ hung on that cross, John 3:16, and he bled for you and me, Revelations 1 through 5. Let me ask you the question again, America. Can you see him? Can you hear him? Because it was love demonstrated to a sinful world with the offer of redemption at his expense. Not about a bunny. Not about eggs. And by the way, bunnies don't have eggs, for those that have not made that correlation. And Santa Claus literally has nothing to do with God the Father sending forth his son to redeem the world back unto him. So it was simply a demonstration of love to a sinful world with the offer of redemption at the expense of the Son of God and the Father. And remember, it's about Christ and Christ alone. Amen. It's not about Easter bunny eggs, another invented lie. Again, Todd Rundgren caught this, and he said, it's the Easter bunny. It's another lie, and I don't understand why we had to invent this character. You know what's even worse than all that? Is we would leave church, as I said, and they would be talking about Jesus. And then when we would go home, my mom would hide an Easter basket with eggs and candy in it. And, of course, there'd be a bunny somewhere with that. And, again, I never understood the correlation as a little kid. It confused me. And even taking that over to Christmas, and I know we got a long ways to go before we get there again, friends, but I used to watch Little House on the Prairie. That was literally the dad that I had that God used was Pa on Little House on the Prairie. And it was interesting because every Christmas, and every time Christmas came around, I would watch Little House, and especially during the Christmas season, they would talk about baby Jesus, and they would have the kids then go to sleep because they couldn't peek during the night, and they leave out milk and cookies for Santa Claus. And they couldn't peek for the very purpose that he was going to leave presents. They didn't want the kids to know that it was actually the parents doing that. That confused me. So why are we running with these holidays? And again, if we take a look at to what these are really about, folks, it's nothing short of diversion. It's nothing short of just getting our eyes off of the awful price that was paid for our redemption, because not only are they doing it during Easter and Christmas, folks, they're doing it every day of the week by hiding the price paid for our freedoms. And we have to get this message straight if people are to understand it. We're going to take a quick break, come right back with Larry Pratt on the other side, Gun Owners of America, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
With every passing year, we here at the Sons of Liberty renew our dedication and resolve to reach the lost. For us, that means long hours in the office, long hours on the road, extreme dedication, and sacrifice. But we are willing to do it because we know it needs to be done. Our family has devoted our lives to this purpose, and we are asking you in a small way to do the same. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way in which people just like you can join together with us in support of this cause. How does it work? Very simply. All you do is go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button on our landing page. From there, you can decide how much you'd like to give each month and then simply fill out the information at the bottom of the page. Whether your monthly donation is large or small, remember, every gift matters and helps us in reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Please join together with us in this cause as we speak the truth and let our actions demonstrate our love. Together, we can truly reach this nation for Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Brian from Michigan here. I have had the benefit of witnessing Bradley Dean and the other Sons and Daughters of Liberty fighting for our youth and delivering messages of truth. I am honored to have this opportunity to share my thoughts and want to thank Bradley, his family, and the other Sons and Daughters of Liberty for continuing to support and fight on a daily basis.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. You want to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. You can also jump over on our Facebook, which is Bradley Dean double E. Twitter account is Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1. YouTube just posted a brand new video this morning. I have a couple hundred videos out there for you, bringing about the biblical and constitutional answers to America's dilemmas, namely crimes and issues in which need to be dealt with. That is Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Media, YouTube. If you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are on someone else's head. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, period. That's where we're at, and that's where we drive and extract all of our information from, is the Christ, John 14:6. As promised, we have Larry Pratt from Gun Owners of America with us online right now. And Larry, are you there?
I'm with you, my friend.
Thank you for jumping on with such short notice. I had called you yesterday. I just wanted to see if there was any updates coming from your perspective due to the fact that you're right in the middle of Washington, D.C., concerning March for Our Lives, and if there's anything happening on the federal floor right now concerning any gun legislation, perhaps that the American people may need to know. So I wanted to get it firsthand from you, Larry. So what's happening out there?
Well, as far as March for Our Lives, that was a very excellent example of fake news. It was maybe 10% children, and many, many of the rest of those down on the mall were adults, and my personal view, unsubstantiated by any facts, is that they were likely members of radical government unions. Because the folks that belong to those unions support every left-wing thing you can think of, be it gun control or abortion or anything else down the line. The number of people that were there, it was another one of the million-person marches. Well, a CBS retained a firm that has a digital and analyzing capability, and they had aerial photographs available of the crowd that had come down to the mall. And this firm said that, well, their estimate would be that at the top there were 230,000 there. A respectable number for sure, but obviously not quite the hype that the anti-gun crowd wanted us to believe. Probably as many, the 1 million being as accurate as the Farrakhan number had been when he had a million man march.
Exactly. So,
you just claim it that it's a million whatever march, and the media picks it up and runs with it. There are some facts that are not worth checking, of course, don't you know? So anyway, that's what we saw firsthand, and that's what we have now been able to glean from reports after the fact about the analysis of the crowd. Plenty of fake news going on there. As far as on the Hill, there's a bill, as you know, that would say that I'm in Virginia, and with my concealed carry permit, I'd be able to go even to Chicago with my Virginia concealed carry permit, and I'd be perfectly legal. Right now, I'd get arrested and probably be in jail for several years. So this would be an extremely significant development at the federal level to keep these anti-gun jurisdictions from nullifying the acts of other states when, in fact, the Constitution requires them to recognize the acts of other states. And that's the whole idea of the National Concealed Carry Bill, is to say, hey, bucko, keep the Constitution.
That's right. You know, what I want to do, Larry, is I want to kind of poise you, if I might, in the NRA one at another, because I know that there's a spike in membership concerning what they received concerning the events and the march that just took place last week. You know, there's a lot of talk of the NRA, and again, I'm not trying to put out their light to make yours brighter or vice versa, but there's a lot of talk of the NRA really compromising the Second Amendment on the floor. But how is it, if that's the case, that they continuously shine as the hero when it comes to the Second Amendment concerning the American people?
Well, if there's a lot of gun owners that are probably getting the same media and no other than most Americans, and so the idea that they would have in their head is that the NRA is the bulwark, the bastion of defense of the Second Amendment. There are those that are aware that they went wobbly on the bump stock, that so did the president, and they were willing to make concessions, which, of course, as Nancy Pelosi said, would hopefully be just the beginning of a slippery slope. And when a lot of folks realized that that was happening, we were barely able to keep up with the influx of people calling our office and many more just going online. And man, did they express their views. They were not happy.
Yeah. So, well, I guess I want, can you give me kind of a clear answer as to what that talk is about? And I'm not throwing this on you on a live setting to, you know, again, to cause confliction between the two. But there is a difference between the gun owners of America.
Oh, yeah.
And the NRA. And we even heard from Harry Reid that you guys are basically the dangerous ones. And it seems that there's a whole lot of diplomacy.
A lot, Bradley. He said the NRA is bad. The gun owners of America is worse than bad.
There you go.
So we actually are somewhat happy with at least that one thing that Harry Reid said and did. The whole issue of why there's two different groups, I think, can be more easily understood if you go back and look at how we were both founded. When the NRA was founded, it was 1871. there were some Union officers that were just very unhappy, to say the least, at the poor marksmanship of many of the recruits. Many of them were foreigners who had just come to this country a few years before from Europe. They had no experience with firearms, and when they got drafted or enlisted into the Union Army, it was pretty clear they didn't hardly know which end of a gun was which. So the NRA was set up to train men in marksmanship, and for about 100 years, that was a great game plan business model. The NRA sponsored all kinds of groups around the country and really did increase and improve the number of civilian marksmen. Then the good buddy, the federal government, started to go south. A new crop of members of Congress had arrived, and they began pushing for gun control. And really, the NRA was caught somewhat unawares, because this had been their buddy for almost a century, and now the buddy is starting to talk about gun control. And the NRA just kind of floundered. That's why our founder of Gun Owners of America, State Senator, then State Senator Bill Richardson, said, well, I'm not having any of that, I don't know what to do next notion. I know exactly what to do. He wrote a book called Confrontational Politics. He went and got right in the face of the politicians, and frankly, of the NRA, too. He'd been on their board at one time. He challenged them to stop pussyfooting with these politicians.
That's
even
right.
If they had been friends in the past, if they're against us now, they're no longer our friend. Doesn't mean we have to get angry and stupid, but it means we have to say, if you can't vote right, we can't support you, and we'll try to beat you in the next election. And NRA was just not really comfortable talking like that. And so there you have the difference in the way we were founded. One is a helpmate for the government, and the other is an adversary. And I think that's beginning to attenuate a little bit. But again, their first reaction was, well, can we make a deal on the bump stocks? And let's throw that back to the Congress. Well, goodness, you throw anything to the Congress, you're likely to end up with your head handed to you. So the differences still remain, and we wish we could work more with them in concert. But when they're wrong, we're not going to hold back. We're going to say, look, here's the right thing to do.
That's right.
What we're going to back. And if you insist on going the wrong way, we'll have to oppose you just like we do the politicians that do the wrong thing.
That's exactly right. Talking to Larry Pratt from Gun Owners of America. Really quick, Larry, I have one more question for you. It's interesting how the media is trying to downplay gun owners in America by saying there's not as many gun owners today as there was even a decade ago. And I did a little research on that. I wrote on that, and I found out that they're just gasping for air again. They're reaching for anything that they can. But the old tactic of Saul Alinsky comes into play, cause the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of us than there really is. I found that there's 270 million guns in America. Is there anything that you'd like to add on to that? You have about 15 seconds.
Well, for every gun owner, he has a gun in his home, obviously, and his family generally has access to that. So even if the wife doesn't, in her name, own a gun, she may be quite proficient in using some of the guns that her husband bought and would be in his name, which is another problem we'll talk about another time. But in any case, yes, it's hot.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Thank you to our friend Larry Pratt. Well, I'm going through a bunch of things on my phone right now, just kind of clearing my Rolodex there. And Gary came up for some reason, and I'm so sorry about that. And there's nothing worse, I suppose. But the fact of the matter is, we were talking to Larry Pratt from Gun Owners of America. And folks, I want to tell you something. Larry holds the spirit of our forefathers, no doubt. And if you want to check out his site, and if you'd like to support them, please do. GunOwnersOfAmerica.org. It's actually GunOwners.org. GunOwners.org. Again, over at Gun Owners of America. Again, thank you for having... Actually, thank you for taking the time to be a part of the show today, Larry. We really, truly do appreciate you. Now, folks, listen, I've got some information that I want to share with you. And what I'm going to do before the end of the show is I'm going to head over to the hypocrisy that was being played out again over at the March for Our Lives. And how they hire convicted gun criminal for benefit concert. This hypocrisy just stinks to high heaven. What you have at length, friends, is criminals attempting to disarm you. And by the way, that's exactly what this is, friends. and we've exposed them over and over and over again. Michael Bloomberg, George Soros, other anti-gunners, and we highlight the fact that they have high security detail, and in other words, they have armed guards around them and everything that they do. Even during the fact, in the times that they're supporting those that are protesting their own God-given rights, they're there armed, protecting themselves against the protesters that are trying to get government to disarm you. And if you don't want to actually do what the Constitution says, Article 2, Section 4, by impeaching these individuals and then bringing forth consequences concerning their crimes against violating the Constitution and its enumerated laws that they are to uphold, then you know what? You can go ahead and have at it. You deserve what you've got coming. But we're going to be getting to a couple things here. First thing I want to do is I want to go to Broward County Sheriff Scott Israel. This is the sheriff over at Parkland High School. And the issues that allegedly took place there, folks, I'm telling you what, they're getting sketchier and sketchier. The narrative is falling apart. It's been falling apart since the very beginning. And the state-controlled CIA media is doing its best to piece everything together to keep everything in line, even when they've been popped over and over and over again. And you can see by the responses of videos out there, friends, it's just not flying. The American people are awake to what's going on. And the fact of the matter is we need to stay awake concerning what's going on. But I want to play this for you. This is a reporter. His name is Bob Norman. He continuously asks the questions about the Parkland shooting to that of Scott Israel. When I'm watching the video, you're going to hear the audio. But when I'm watching the video, you can see that clearly the sheriff there, who's had over 66 open investigations into his department, he's clearly uncomfortable with the fact that a reporter is putting a camera in his face asking him real questions about what took place there at Parkland. Listen carefully again. This is Bob Norman, Local 10 News out of Florida, questioning Scott Israel, the sheriff from Broward County.
When I found Scott Israel, I had one key question in mind.
Why didn't the deputies go in?
I just told you I'd talk about it when the reporter's in.
It's the first we've heard from Israel since the damaging CNN interview last month in which he refused to take responsibility for his agency's apparent failures in the massacre.
I've given amazing leadership to this agency.
Amazing leadership?
I've worked... Yes.
He also said that only one deputy, Scott Peterson, was at the school during the shooting, a claim he also made in a letter to Governor Scott.
Right here, shots fired by the football field.
The radio transmissions later released by his own agency show that at least three other deputies were at the school while bullets flew and didn't go in.
Did you lie to the governor about the number of deputies who were outside?
Bob, I'm disappointed in the year of constant reporting, you know, misrepresentations and things like that.
What about misrepresentation?
He didn't name one and didn't answer any more questions. But later that evening, I learned he made a stop at the strip mall to attend a meeting of the Weston Democratic Club. Time to politic when you got all these problems.
Bob, you know, as I hold on one second. As I said before, you know, your stories have never been valid.
This isn't about me, Sheriff.
I'm sorry, this isn't about me. Your stories have never been valid.
There's 17 dead people.
You become
you're disappointed in me. I think there's a lot of people disappointed in you.
But as I said, well, you know, I disagree with you. But
you don't think you haven't heard?
No.
But about the country being disappointed in
you? No, not at all.
In the PSO?
No, not at all. My job is to protect and serve the Broward County resident.
Did you do that?
That's what PSO is all about.
Did you do that?
But when the report is in, we'll have that conversation.
I don't know why you're trying to make... Are you ever going to take responsibility for what happened at Stoneman Douglas?
We'll have that conversation. And you seem to be getting angry right now.
You won't answer any questions.
Well, maybe a little frustrated at getting no answers, which apparently aren't coming until that FDLE report is released. At BSO, I'm Bob Norman.
Folks, can we say stonewalling? Why would the sheriff in Florida... He's got the biggest department in this country. Why would he be so worried and why would he be so nervous? Why would he be so unwilling to answer simple questions concerning what took place there at Parkland? Oh, you know, I just brought forth, before I played this piece, Scott Israel has the largest sheriff's department in the country. Isn't it interesting to note that he had time to go out and politicize and play politics with his buddies like Hillary Clinton and Barack Hussein Obama, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, and the list goes on. When you look at him, friends, you got to ask the question, did 17 people really die in Parkland? Because he doesn't seem moved either way. There's an arrogance about him. There's deception about this individual. You've heard that saying, whatever starts at the top goes to the bottom, right? You've also heard the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. Well, remember I said those 66 open investigations? Did you know that the officer of the year at Broward County admits to raping 20 male immigrants? No charge, and he wasn't charged, I'm sorry, not charged as a sex offender? Broward County, Florida, former Florida police officer has admitted to forcing undocumented immigrants into having sex with him. He's a sodomite. He's a homosexual. Jonathan Blueweiss, 34, pleaded guilty to an array of charges last week, admitting to 14 counts of armed false imprisonment, 15 counts of battery, and 4 counts of stalking. However, he avoided all of the charges with sex in them. Wow, this is crazy. Headline news today, more Broward counties and cowards revealed as woman sues sheriff office for brutally beating her for asking for, well, women's materials. So the Broward County Sheriff's Office is notorious for its rapists, child molesting stalkers, drug traffickers, sadistic dog-sicking tortures, women battering deputies, cops who hide while children are killed, and the list goes on. Is something amiss here, friends? Do you think that the American people should be asking some serious questions as to what took place there in Parkland? And folks, say what you will. It's not water under the bridge. It may be in your minds, but that's your problem. It's not water under the bridge. Look at all of the things that have been premised off of the lie and what allegedly took place there in Florida. They're assailing you, America. They're assailing you and your rights. They're accusing you of the crimes of anybody and any criminal that may use a gun during a crime that he commits. They're blaming you for it, America. And this is all based off of this sheriff. And we're still waiting to see the film be released. And only 4 of 70 have been released. That's pretty crazy. Yeah, it's really crazy. By the way, did you hear during that audio? Something I never heard before we watched it. During the time the audio was playing, there was a media piece that was released on a local level, of course, because the Nationals were doing their best to cover it up from the get-go. But did you hear one of the police reports come through on the audio that you heard? Gunshots fired from the football field? That's funny because I never heard that before up until today. Remember how I told you that during and those that are committing the act of conspiracy, Jeremiah 11:9, what they do is they scramble the story because they want to cause people to be confused. And instead of actually coming to conclusion with it concerning the facts, they want to throw 20 different stories out there, again, only to keep the people confused, where at length they just throw their hands up in the air and say, ah, just forget it. We'll believe the narrative that they set. I mean, where does this end? And again, friends, when you're watching the video of the audio that you just heard, you can clearly see Scott Israel was very uncomfortable that a reporter was actually calling him out on the carpet to give an account for what took place in that school. And friends, keep in mind, now what they're doing is they want to tear down that building where these students were allegedly shot and killed, so all the evidence will disappear. And that's why people are so angry about the Sandy Hook issue as well. You know, some of you people out there that are thinking, and you're set on the fact that it's a conspiracy theory, you again might want to do a little homework and understand that how many conspiracy theories over time have been proven to be conspiracies in fact. And the fact of the matter is, what history also teaches us is those people that didn't believe it was a conspiracy back then were taken by the media that they declare are a bunch of liars today. Going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We're going to come right back for March for Our Lives Hypocrisy. A hired convicted gun criminal speaks?
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is conservative Arizona State Representative Anthony Kern. I recently attended the Take Back America tour hosted by nationally syndicated radio talk show personality Bradley Dean and was greatly encouraged by what I saw and heard. Bradley's combined message of faith and freedom is what America desperately needs to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty final segment. Happy Friday. By the way, Sunday is Easter. I forgot to throw that in during first segment. Sunday is Easter, and remember what it's about. As promised, by the way, if you want to call in, you can. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I want to go over to how lies breed lies. Okay, so, you know, well, Bradley, again, you spend a lot of time on that Parkland High School situation. Yep, because I don't believe it. That's why. Yeah, if you do your due diligence, you wouldn't believe it neither. But because you don't want to do your due diligence, guess what? You believe it. You're taking them for face value, and that's the error most Americans are making today. Because if you didn't take them for face value, you wouldn't have had a march last Saturday. And if you understood your rights, there wouldn't have been a march last Saturday. The only march you would have seen last Saturday is those anti-gunner politicians lined up to be impeached and to be charged for their crimes against we the people. That's the kind of march I want to see. Because I'm sick and tired of them. By the way, I'm sure you are too. But going over to what's been premised what's been laid on the premise of the lies concerning what's going on and what took place in Parkland. Well, you had March for Our Lives, is what they called it, and their hypocrisy. I just played for you a couple days ago, friends. Hogg, his first report was he was in school during the shooting, and then asked on live national television. He was talking about how he was at home when it took place, and he had to get his camera and ride his bike all the way back to school 2 or 3 miles to take pictures. And no matter how many, you know what, folks, no matter how many times, and I know people, this is where people get angry, but you know what, it's my job, because Torah means to point the finger. No matter how many times people are busted with a smoking gun in hand, you still believe what the media tells you. No matter how many times they've been exposed for the lies, you still let them do the things that they do, America. Let's go over to the March for Our Lives and expose a little of their hypocrisy here for you on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Hires convicted gun criminal for benefit concert. This is Tim Brown, senior editor, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Listen carefully as to what he said. Now, before I fill you in on the details of this latest bit of hypocrisy from the March for Our Lives crowd, let me say that this particular guy should have never been arrested in the first place, because the Second Amendment is supposed to protect him from this nonsense, because he has a God-given right to keep and bear arms, and that is supposed to be protected in the United States regardless of the state border he crosses. He's right on. However, rapper Vic Mensa was hired to perform at an event during the illegal march, it was, that took place in D.C. this past weekend, but the problem was that he was convicted of felony gun charges. And talking about the smoking gun in hand again, and this guy's being used to influence the indoctrinated. He's pouring gas on the indoctrinated individuals that are attempting, he's inciting the people to throw off your Second Amendment right. And here the dummy doesn't want you to know, friends, Mensa, that he was stopped in Beverly Hills for running a stop sign and having tinted windows. And according to law enforcement sources, we're told he informed cops he had a gun in his car and showed them his concealed carry permit. The problem is, cops say the permit is for another state. Fine, said Tim. He ran a stop sign. Give him a ticket, but tinted windows? Really? Seriously? Cops in California have tinted windows. That shouldn't be a crime. And if the Second Amendment were followed, the issues of a concealed carry permit would not be needed. It wasn't needed for more than 100 years in our country, as a matter of fact. Furthermore, he was at least honest about having the gun, but it was the permit for another state that landed him the felony charges. He was able to plead the charges down to 2 years probation. Still, Mensa, while having been a gun owner, doesn't support the right to keep and bear arms in the manner founders intended, a.k.a. having an AR-15-style semi-automatic rifle. And he said so. He challenged fellow rapper killer Mike in a tweet. You don't need an AR-15. As a black man and a fellow gun owner, I would like to have a debate with you about your stance on gun control, Mensa tweeted. Folks, this is what people need to understand. There is no debate. There's nothing to debate. Those that work for we the people, are they to out-arm we the people? Absolutely not. I want you to listen to this carefully. We're doing live radio, and I get these thoughts, and I want to give you quotes directly from their mouths. George Washington said that the people should have sufficient arms and ammunition to maintain a status of independence from their own government. That's the whole reason were armed in the first place. Folks, again, it's not because the deer might turn on us. And by the way, if you have not seen this white deer on YouTube that turned on a hunter, folks, you might want to see it, because it really it's good humor. It really is. He was out hunting, by the way. This is just a little branch off my topic here. He's out hunting, and all of a sudden this white-tailed deer walks up to him with these big racks on the top of his head. And he starts to run over, trample over this hunter. And boy, it wasn't like the deer just jumped on him and smacked him a couple times. The smartest thing the guy did was get down, because if those antlers would have went inside of him, he would have definitely been killed. But this deer kept hitting him like he was trying to punch him with his arms. And he kept hitting him and hitting him. And again, it wasn't like the deer just turned around and took off. No, he stayed there until the man was dominated. We just did a new video on YouTube, Sons of Liberty Media, and we posted it at the very end of it, where it went perfectly with our narrative and the points that we were making concerning how our forefathers faced off with politicians. Because we keep hearing, we don't need 30, we don't need clips that hold 30 bullets concerning our weapons to deer hunt. Well, the fact of the matter is they weren't given to and for the purpose that the deer might turn on us someday, as we all know. It was given unto us for the very purpose that our government may, as they are today in the present. That's why you're an armed people. That's why there is no debate. That's why George Washington, the first president of the United States, said that you are to have sufficient arms and ammunition to maintain a status of independence from your own government. They are not to out-arm you. Again, that government, those people that are in government, work for, they're our family members, right? They're an extension of who we are. Folks, this whole situation with this hypocrisy at March for Our Lives, it totally reminds me of the Million Mom March back in the 90s. In the early 2000s, and they obviously were shut down because of fraud. Just like this one will soon enough be shut down as well. But do you remember when Rosie O'Donnell, right after Columbine took place, do you remember she was out there touting off and shooting off her big mouth, saying that to support the NRA is blood money, and just accusing law abiders of everything under the sun concerning what the criminal was guilty of? And she said on national television that if you own a gun, you should go to prison. Well, see, what she didn't want you to know is that during that same period, her bodyguard was applying for a permit to carry a gun to protect her from you, just like corrupt politicians. And I think I shared this with you before, but if I haven't, you'll enjoy this. One guy put on the back, right after Columbine, he put on the back of his wheel, it was a wheel cover on his van, it said, blaming Columbine for guns is like blaming spoons for Rosie O'Donnell being fat. See, folks, and if you look through and through concerning what's even taking place today, you're going to find the same thing over and over and over again. The thing that you have to worry about, friends, is that your sin's before God. Numbers 32:23, and it's finding you out. And this is going to continue on until at length the American people are disarmed because they don't take it serious. They think it's a game for the most part. And the fact of the matter is it's not a game. This needs to be curbed. We need to stand up for our rights and let people know that there is no debate here. And by the way, I believe, and hopefully I believe Tim brought forth the message, that there is going to be Second Amendment supporters in all 50 states of our union showing support for it at the state capitals across the United States of America. That's up and coming in April. So when you see that flash before your eyes, stop, check the dates in your particular states, and show your support, friends, because the fact of the matter is we're not going to be disarmed. Cool. And again, there is no debate. We love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23 for 2 hours. Happy Easter Sunday. Remember what it's about, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. See ya.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.